fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Saturday, June 12th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. Well, it looks like the original statement by Microsoft that Windows 10 was going to be the last full version of Windows they release, and they would just keep patching and patching and patching it, very macOS 10-like, was in fact a lie. In fact, there's a halfway decent chance that they scrapped the idea of constantly patching Mac or Windows 10 over and over again. They almost maybe do it just because macOS finally ditched macOS 10. For those who don't know, macOS is now on macOS 11, even though they call it by stupid names because they focus it on location names in California because they've run out of ideas. Honestly, that whole thing is just obnoxious how they keep doing that, but I digress. In fact, the next bit of interestingness out of this is that, well, we're getting a new version. Now, what I absolutely love is this article from Beta News and their absolute uselessness when trying to decipher what is going to be going on. We've been hearing a lot of rumors about various oddball features being added, and it turns out, well, we did just get a weather bar patched into Windows 10 for reasons that scientists cannot explain, which I also just promptly deleted because it was inaccurate. But I digress. The article headline from betanews.com is, Microsoft accidentally leaks the name of its next operating system and it isn't Windows 11. The article is a grand total of, I'm not even kidding, three sentences. On June 24th, Microsoft is hosting a big event where it'll unveil the future of its Windows operating system. Although we know changes will be made to make the look and features of the OS, we don't know what this new and hopefully improved version of Windows will be called. There have been a number of suggestions, including Windows 365, Windows OS, or simply Windows, but so far, most of the clues have been pointing to it being Windows 11. Never before has an article been so absolutely freaking useless. Holy cow. Unfortunately, there have been plenty of other more useful journalists out there, but wow. Never before has the amount of incompetence given to us by an outlet sunk lower than The Verge. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.